So we do this interview. We're set to fly out. Our two producers, they're called into rooms. Security, whoever this is, won't let them go. So I don't really know what's going on at this point. I'm like, where are our guys? We got to get out of here. So one of them comes out and he says, that was the weirdest experience in my life. They asked me questions about the interview. Who did you speak to? Well, the U.S. ambassador. I'm like, Huckabee, what did you talk about? Why did you ask those questions? They're asking my producer, like, where do you work? How many people work there? Do you go to the office? Where is the office? What are their names? They're doing like an intel op and humiliation exercise on my producer. Meanwhile, the youngest man who was traveling with us is still in a room being questioned. So I pull over one of the guys and said, we got to get out of here. So I don't know what this is about. It's outrageous. And this woman comes up to me and says, look, let's just go. We're going to bring you to the plane and he'll come later. I said, no, it's my producer. He's being interrogated, asked totally over the top, fully inappropriate questions that have nothing to do with security at all. You know, pull up your website, show us your text exchanges with other people on your staff. Those are not relevant questions. And I said, I want this guy out now. Let's go. You know, we got to go. And they said, no, just leave him here. We'll bring him to the plane later. Twice they told me that. Just leave your guy behind. No, I don't think so. So I was enraged by this. The interesting thing is, I never heard from Huckabee or anybody to this moment from the U.S. Embassy about what security did to my producers. They didn't ask us. And instead, Huckabee went out and called me a liar. So it raises the question, who exactly is Huckabee working for?